This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, the Gay Men's Chorus of South Florida present Heaven and Nature Sing. There's the American premiere of a ragtime concerto by Dick Hyman in Naples, and a candlelight concert illuminates the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. This weekend, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center hosts one of the season's most anticipated concerts by a Grammy-nominated ensemble that calls Miami home. Here's Eric Fliss, general manager of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center.
So Rapid Fire is now coming back to us for the third time, each and every time they've sold out their concert here at the South Dade Cultural Arts Center. They do a spectacular holiday program, and each year they mix it up a little bit, so it's a little different. It's not necessarily Jingle Bells.
This performance is one of Seraphic Fire's annual Candlelight Christmas concerts. The program combines Gregorian chant, carols, motets, and a few surprises to create a warm, inviting evening of music.
They're picking great pieces from classical music that are seasonal or have their roots in traditions that are tied to the holidays. And they're just phenomenal. And in our hall, the acoustics are beautiful, and they really ring true, and they sound fantastic.
Seraphic Fire's Candlelight Christmas, Angels We Have Heard on High, starts at 7 p.m. on Sunday the 8th at South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, Cutler Bay. For details and tickets, visit smdcac.org. You might know Dick Hyman from his work in jazz, maybe from his orchestral compositions, film scores, or perhaps you have some of his many recordings. Well, next Monday, you can catch the American premiere of a new composition inspired by and dedicated to clarinetist Julian Milkus.
He plays so beautifully that I had the idea of letting him play ragtime figures rhythmically, but not setting it in the harmonic period of Joplin, doing it a little more mainstream 20th century kind of setting.
Dick said this isn't your typical clarinet concerto, and while it has ragtime roots, it offers other moods over the course of its three movements.
It displays the artistry of the clarinet soloist, Julian, but it isn't quite like a classical clarinet concerto. Actually, the ragtime flavor diminishes in the second movement, which was kind of lyrical, and the third movement, which turns into a sort of a calypso. But the first movement was inspired by the rhythms, if nothing else, of Scott Joplin.
Dick Hyman's Concerto for Clarinet for Scott Joplin with clarinetist Julian Milkus, part of a program called Red, White, and Rhapsody in Blue, opening the Classic Chamber Concert Series on Monday, December the 9th at Sugden Community Theater in downtown Naples. Music starts at 8 p.m. Check out classicchamberconcerts.org. The Gay Men's Chorus of South Florida has a series of concerts planned to get you in the Christmas spirit. It's called Heaven and Nature Sing. I spoke with the ensemble's director, Gordon Roberts, and he couldn't be more excited about the series.
The sound of this chorus is just extraordinary. There's a feeling now, and there's a real happening, that this is truly the best chorus yet.
Gordon said the concert will feature plenty of holiday favorites, but with unique arrangements.
Christmas is probably the hardest concert for us to put together, because you've heard all the Christmas music. I mean, you've heard it over and over and over. So what we try to do are find new and interesting arrangements that you haven't heard. And if they aren't there, we do them. Because if we're going to lead the pack, we have to get out in front and do that kind of thing.
There are four performances of Heaven and Nature Sing, Fridays and Saturdays, the 13th through the 21st. All concerts start at 8 p.m. at Sunshine Cathedral in Fort Lauderdale. Surf over to gmcsf.com for tickets. The Delray String Quartet welcomes guest cellist Jonah Kim for a pair of concerts this weekend. Jonah is 24 and his youthful energy is contagious. Reviews of his playing say he gives off a sense of ease and delight. He'll join the quartet for Schubert's String Quintet in C major and the Waltz for Betts by James Grant. Beethoven's quartet in F minor, Serioso, is also on the program. Friday the 6th at 7:30 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church in Fort Lauderdale, and Sunday the 8th at 4 p.m. at the Colony Hotel in Delray Beach. DelrayStringQuartet.com. Also coming up this Sunday in Delray Beach, St. Vincent Ferrer Catholic Church presents Giancarlo Menotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors. This Sunday the 8th at 3 p.m. And for details, visit StVincentFerrer.com. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.